This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Chinese government has forced Cathay Pacific Airways, a longtime emblem of Hong Kong's proud status as a global capital, to bar staffers who support or participate in the territory's protests from doing any work involving flights to mainland China. As part of the same demands, it ordered that the airline begin submitting information about all crew members flying to or above the mainland to Chinese authorities for prior approval. Air's property, rather than Will's, are estimated to make up more than one-third of southern black-owned land, 3.5 million acres, worth more than $28 billion. Speculators and developers have taken a lot of the land held by Air's property agreements rather than registered Will's. With Air's property, landowners don't qualify for USDA livestock loans, nor can they use the property as collateral. They're also blocked from disaster relief. After Hurricane Katrina, 25,000 who applied for help were denied because of Air's property, likely meaning $165 million in recovery funds were never received because of title issues. Testing of a new nuclear-powered weapon in northern Russia released enough radiation in an explosion to kill seven, including five scientists, prompting concerns in the West of a new race with different kinds of armaments. Members of Brazil's newly empowered far right, from grassroots organizers to federal lawmakers, say their movement could not have risen so far, so fast, without YouTube's recommendation engine. New research has found they may be correct. YouTube's search and recommendation system appears to have systematically diverted users to far right and conspiracy channels in Brazil. Officials in Newark in October agreed to give away 40,000 water filters across the city of 285,000 people finally dealing with lead in the water. Like Flint, Newark has a large black population and a high poverty rate. A report by the EPA that the filters are not doing the job has led to the city and state combining to distribute bottled water. Simone Biles won her sixth national gymnastic championship, acing a skill no other woman and only two men in the world had successfully landed in competition, a triple twisting double somersault. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.